All right, that was funny. Is that Dane Cook?
Dane Cook is really funny.
That was amusing just now.
It's rumored that he slept with Jessica Simpson. So that kind of takes down his points a little bit.
Maybe for you. All right, it's 503-733-2970. 503-733-2970. Thank you for coming by. It's the Rick Emerson Show. We are live from beautiful... Again with the scratching.
It's dry in here.
Uh-huh. It's dry everywhere unless you're underwater, Sarah. What do you...
Okay, hippie.
What do you mean it's dry in
the
here?
The air, it's dry.
Okay. It is a bit stagnant. Maybe you're just an itchy girl.
Yeah.
It's 503-733-2970 coming by. You can also email me link is rick@rickeverson.com. All right, we have some more coin news, so to speak. We'll get to that in just a second. We're going to talk about listener party 9 here in just a moment. It's 503-733-2970, so we got to come up with a name for it. We got this news about Whitney Houston having no teeth, and which is funny. I don't even need to read the story almost, but I will. Coming up later on, we have Gary Baumgarten from CNN Radio News going to talk about Katie Couric. Jim Roop's going to talk about the hazing, et cetera, so on and so forth. I may have to play this Three Little Pigs song again, although I don't want to. And I'm not going to tease anything else. There's no point. 16 days now from listener party 9. I think we have decided there's 9. And we'll talk about that. It's coming up Thursday, April 20th, 7 p.m., Sabalas, Mount Tabor, which is fantastic. We've been trying to do a thing there forever, and we're glad that we're finally going to be able to do it. So much to talk about, and we've announced that the artists formerly known as the Bigger Than Jesus House Band are going to be performing, and later this week we're going to have you help create the set list for those guys. It's going to be great. Now, we've got this. This comes to us from Aaron.
Hold me like you did by the lake on Naboo.
Geek in the City. He says, Rick, I found the lovely and heavily mascaraed Sarah on coin. Oh, no, wait. No, that's on a Portland media blog. And it's an article about potential coin layoffs. Well, never mind.
Oh, God.
There you go. That's from Aaron.
Hold me like you did by the lake on Naboo.
Those rumor mongers are not to be believed anyway.
No, it's not.
Let's all have a laugh. The girl is going to be unemployed again.
Where have you been? I've been having a laugh. Like 20 minutes now. All right, it's 503-733-2970. Who is, should I be taking whoever
sure.
this is? All right. Hi, Rick Emerson Show. Who's this?
Well, it's Dennis, of course.
Of course. Why wouldn't it be? Hi, Dennis. All right, Dennis Pitzenberger, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, I had two things. One, I had a potential name for the party.
Okay.
And I know that you do have a love for poker, and I was wondering if your wife had printed the How to Tell What Rick Emerson Has in His Hand book.
Yeah, I'd like to thank my wife for that, by the way, who, when we were at your house, right?
Yeah, we were over at my place here a few weeks ago.
Jesus, so we're sitting there at Dennis's place, which, by the way, I'm already thrown off my game when I walk in because it's endless photos of your wife's bosom and you shirtless holding a small child. And it's really hard to tell who's suckling the baby, you know what I mean? It's just, it's all very difficult. And anyway, so I'm already kind of rattled. We're sitting there in the garage, and I don't want to be disgusting about this, so I'm going to be very circumspect. All I'm saying is this. For reasons unknown to me, we're not allowed to play in the house. So we're sitting in your garage playing poker. It's Dennis, myself, my wife, Jeff Klein, Brad, you know, whoever else, bunch of guys. You got three dogs in the garage. They're all sort of not penned up, but they got like a little kind of, you know, a little cordoned off area where the dogs are. And at least two of the dogs were having some sort of gastrointestinal issue. And so it's like every 15 seconds, it's like incoming. And it's just the worst. And it's like mustard gas just coming in there. I mean, it's just hollowing out your eyeballs. It's the worst. So,
and it's ready for you. The next game will be indoors, I promise.
Thank you. And so we're sitting there, we're playing. And so halfway through the game, and I got a reasonable chip stack, not like I'm chip leader or anything, but I'm doing well. Halfway through the game, what does my wife do? She announces to the table that I've got to tell, which isn't bad enough, right? That she announces I've got to tell. She then, like, explains it in detail to everyone. We're sitting at the table. She goes, hey, I just noticed Rick's got to tell. It's the following, you know, in 5 point, you know, in a 5 point detail. So she tells everybody at the table what my tell it. Why would you do that? You know, especially because she's got no motive for me to lose because it's all either coming or going out of the same pile anyway.
Well, I thought it was kind of interesting how just not only a few hands after that, somehow magically you had, left your chips.
Yeah, yeah, it was. Yeah, it was fantastic. Yeah, it was a big laugh for the whole freaking room. I'm sure it was. Yes, thank you.
Well, I just, you know, I just thought it was good.
I'd like to thank you for calling in and reminding me of that painful and embarrassing moment. Thanks a lot. Thank you.
I'm sorry. Did you want my idea for this listener show?
Fine. What is it?
I thought it was pretty good. How about the footlong party and then some? No? Anyone? Am I still on the air?
I'm sorry? Hello?
Hello?
No. All right. Thank you. Dennis Pitzenbarger, ladies and gentlemen. All right. There you go.
Sounds like he's embedded with the troops of Volusia. Where he's calling from.
Okay. It's 503-733-2970. All right. It's, so we'll okay. Here's, just trying to get a handle back on the show. Here's what's coming up. So we are now, 16 days away from Listener Party 9. And I was thinking about, it is Listener Party 9 because I'm working backward here, because I do remember we did that thing with, we had the Storm, the Dry County Crooks. That was 6. Blood Bath & Beyond was 7. And the last one, which is Here Is the Money That I Owe You, that was 8. So this is Listener Party 9. Now, I did toy with just resetting the clock. You know, restarting it and being like Listener Party 1 or Listener Party like 5.1. I don't even know. And it's like, I don't even know if I'm making things too complicated. You know what I mean? And so I don't necessarily know that everything's got to be decided by committee. I'm going with 9, I guess, just because that's kind of what's next. And I don't view this as an entirely new show. Clearly this is just, you know, we've got a rolling start. We picked up where we left off. And so I figure it's just 9. So we just got to go with it. So here's what we need though. And you can either call at 503-733-2970, or you can email. We are trying to figure out what we're going to call Listener Party 9, which is coming up Thursday, April 20th, 7 p.m., Sabalas Mount Tabor. So I'm just going to go through. We've got a whole bunch of submissions already, so I'm going to go through just some of these. Let's see. We've got this. Listener Party 9, F. Steve right in the ear. Listener Party 9, Ass Clown the Musical. None of these doesn't even make any sense. Listener Party 9, Killing Steve Softly. I like that one. Rick Emerson, Listener Party 9, Taser Jamboree. There's kind of a surrealistic bent to a lot of these. Listener Party 9, Peeling the Owls. No, it gets worse. Okay, listen to this. Rick Emerson, Listener Party 9, Time to Butter the Children. Why would anybody think of that? Why would you listen to this show and then decide that buttering the children? Listener Party 9, What Happened to My Chest Hair? No. What have we had in the past? I was thinking about this, because we didn't start naming these until the second one. Listener Party 2 was Nerds in Paradise. I remember that. So we had Listener Party 1, which was, you know, whatever, Listener Party 1. Listener Party 2 was Nerds in Paradise. Listener Party 3 was...
Halloween Hangover?
Halloween Hangover, quite possibly.
That was the one at the place that cannot be named. Was that number 3?
Was that? Was that the one with Richard Cheese? Was Richard Cheese Halloween Hangover? Must be. And then we had... Number 6, I think, was What Happened to My Pants. We just become old and enfeebled. I can't even remember.
Which one was the one where we dressed as Kevin Federline and Britney Spears?
That was... Was
Blood
that
Bath,
Halloween?
That was Blood,
that
Bath,
was
and
Blood
Beyond.
Bath and Beyond. The one before that was What Happened to My Pants. Which really, I do have to say, all things considered, that really is a fantastic name. Because, you know, it's the one that I remember without any trouble. Of all of the Listener Party names, got Brian Kipe, the Bling Master, God bless him. Of all of the, this is not a cue for Brian to call, by the way. Of all of the Listener Party names, that's the one that I can easily remember, which is What Happened to My Pants. Rick, let's see. Is there any chance that this party was intentionally put on 420? Ha ha ha, pot, no. No, everybody's been asking us that. Okay. If we book the party on the 20th of April on 420 as like a sort of, as some sort of a cagey drug reference for the more savvy in the audience, and it really is just a coincidence because A, it is a Thursday and we always have to do these on Thursday so we can recap it the next day. And plus, Sarah, would you like to tell everybody else why we picked 420?
I don't know.
Rhymes with hired.
Oh, yeah. It's almost a year to the day that
3 hours.
Emerson Show was fired.
Yeah, because we're going like 7 to, you know, 9, whatever. And so it literally is, it is within hours of being the one-year anniversary of when they fired us. So that is a certain...
That's weird.
That is a nice closing of the circle feel to it that I like. See, but the problem is by putting it on the... And again, you know, I don't care what you do with your body. I don't care what you... You know, you inject peanut butter into your eyeballs. I don't care. But we've got, everybody thinks it's a drug thing. So we've got, Rick, I have a suggestion for the party. Bongs, babes, and booze. And she just signs it, ha-ha, bongs. With a winky emoticon, like, in case I wasn't, in case I didn't get the humor.
Hey, if you pick up line two, he knows all the names of the listener parties.
Hi, Rick Emerson Show. Who's this?
It's Chris.
All right, Chris, what, you have all the names of the parties of the past?
Of course.
All right, well, sorry, not to mean to front on a brother. What do you got?
All right, the last one, of course, was Death and, Here's the Money That I Owe You.
All right,
that was eight.
Here's
seven was Bloodbath and Beyond.
Bloodbath.
Six was White Trash Barbecue.
Oh, hold on. Now, I think you're wrong about that.
Mm-mm. No, my friend.
He's right.
White Trash Barbecue was... summer.
Okay, White Trash Barbecue. Okay. Oh, I forgot all about that. And how could I forget that one? That's when I had the thing with the gut hanging out. And the, okay, yeah, all right.
And then prior to that was, well, if you're not counting all the little ones that we've done.
We're not counting the Cinco de Drinkos and the Party Gras.
Right, and then there was, before that was, what happened to my pants.
What happened to my pants?
And then before that was the unpleasantness in the place that can't be named.
Was that Halloween Hangover?
That was Halloween Hangover.
All right.
With Richard Cheese.
All right.
And then prior to that was, there was a long stretch. I think before that was three, which was in, I think it was at the Tonic.
Was that a listener party?
Well, no, you did. They did the one for your 30th birthday.
That was a birthday thing, but I don't think that was an actual party.
That wasn't a party, but I think, didn't you do another one right afterwards?
Maybe.
The Tonic?
It's all a blur.
I was really drunk at three. I don't remember. I was really drunk at all.
You're asking me like we're going to know. Like then, Sarah's going to be any roadmap on this.
Two, Nerds in Paradise was in La Center, and that was the Halloween.
All right, and then the first one didn't have a title.
The first one was also in La Center, didn't have a title.
All right, okay, great. Thank you. So do you have a suggestion for listener party number nine?
It's about time.
It's okay, fair enough. It's about time. All right, thank you, sir.
And you could have a little clock with the 420 reference next to the word time.
See how you take it to the next level? See,
of course.
You know what that is? That's added value. That's what the salespeople call it.
You can write around your neck like Flavor Flav.
Yes, I can get a gold grill.
I don't work for the government or anything like that.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure. All right. Thank you, Chris.
Bye.
All right, there you go. You know, that's actually not bad. It's about time. You get the 420 on the calendar or on the clock.
Yeah, so you can be taken different ways.
A little something there. Hi, Rick Emerson Show. Who's this?
Yeah, this is Beaver Steve.
This is Beaver Steve?
Beaver Steve.
All right.
Founder of the Sarah X Dillon fan club. Anyway, MySpace.
I think was that a cringe or was that a smile? It was hard to tell.
No,
Sarah.
I like Steve.
All right, Steve, where does the Sarah X Dillon fan club meet?
We're still working on that.
Okay.
It's not like an
arrest station somewhere? Or?
Could be. Yeah,
all right.
We got back from Vegas the other day. I got some Vegas stories for you. How about the Emerson Strikes Back?
The Emerson Strikes Back. Yeah, that's not
would that
bad.
Be too much on you?
Well, no, we could. I mean, the logo really makes itself.
Yeah, well, the Emerson, I'll have to work on the logo.
The Emerson Strikes Back. I'm saying, you know, it immediately, and then instead of, you know how like with the Empire Strikes Back logo, it's Empire Strikes Back, and then it's flanked by Star and Wars on the top and the bottom. This could be like Johnson, and then the bottom 970.
I'm thinking it might work. I mean, it's
right.
Got a little bit of everything. I mean, you're...
It's got the geeks.
And plus, it's a year to the day where the other station did not want us anymore.
It's got the name in it, you
mm-hmm.
know, Beaverton yeah. Steve. I'm sorry, Beaver Steve. All right, that's actually not bad. The Emerson Strikes Back, and that if it's geeks, it's
I mean, that's where I was kind of going with it, is the geekdom's going to enjoy that too.
That's a good one, sir. All right.
I'll work on some logos and send them off to you.
Please do. Thank you, Steve.
All right, bye.
All right, there you go. It's 503-733-2970. Hi, Rick Emerson Show. Who's this?
This is Joe. How you doing?
Hi, Joe. How are you today?
I'm doing swell.
Swell.
Don't call to come
Who's
back.
Swell. It's being swell is kind of like being dandy. It's one of those things you don't hear a whole lot. I'm glad to hear that you're keeping swell alive.
Somebody's got to.
Yes. What's your suggestion, sir?
Don't call it a comeback.
Don't call it a comeback. Got the little hip hop thing going on. Don't call it a comeback. Excellent. All right. And is that And I can do, and that's, I can, let's see, don't call it a comeback. Great. And then I'll just, a little LL Cool J action going on there.
Nice.
All right. Thank you. Thank you, Joe.
Yep. Good to hear you again.
All right. Thank you. Good to be heard. All right. It's 503-733-2970. It's Rick Emerson Show. Who's this?
This is Greg.
Hi, Greg. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Please don't hail anything.
Okay.
Thank you. How could I, what's your suggestion?
My suggestion would be kissing my ass.
Oh! K-I-S-N.
Yes, yes.
Okay.
That's clever.
That's really good. Oh, boy. I thought the Emerson Strike Back had a stranglehold. Boy.
That's tempting.
Boy, I just don't, boy, that's almost one of those ones that I just, you know, I don't have a lot of standards. The line is pretty far out there for me, but boy, that's, I don't know. You know what?
Nice little touch of irony to it.
You think? Touch of irony. Kissing my ass. Boy.
Oh my God.
Boy, I just, that's one of those
things. You could merge the two, like, the Emerson Strikes Back, kissing my ass. Or kissing my ass, the Emerson Strikes Back.
Boy, that's almost one of those things I don't want to clear by anybody. That's almost one of those things I almost don't want to go, hey, so here's the name we've come up with. Like, I almost want to bypass the marketing department entirely for that one. All right, that's fantastic. Thank you, sir.
You bet.
All right, there you go.
I think that's the best one.
Yeah, boy, I don't.
Well, you're the manager.
Yeah, I suppose, but that's one of those names where you know that there's a guy in a tie behind a desk somewhere, like in Brooklyn, who's waiting to say no. You know there's a guy. You know there's a guy in this company somewhere. He's one of those mysterious emails you see in your box. You don't ever know who he is. And he's like, you know, and he's got like, a bunch of initials behind his name. And he's waiting to tell you. You can't say that.
It's too perfect. Well, we're so teeny.
You don't have to tell me.
Yeah.
You don't have to tell me it's perfect, yeah.
You know, as Aaron told us, we're tiny.
Thank you.
We'll be a blip on the radar. We'll be fine.
Kissing my ass.
That is wonderful. And we could do the logo. Oh, my
gosh. Here's the thing. Okay, but here's the
all
thing about
all of our cars that we lost.
Here's the thing about that name, though. Here's my only problem with that name. It is good. And the fact that we all immediately went, whoa, but at the same time, we all kind of went, whoa, and like pulled back from the microphone because it was actually so aggressive. My only problem with this, and maybe I'm getting soft in my old age, is that now listen to me, hear me out, then shake your head at me. My only problem with this is, and I think this is a fair point, is that it's really not kissing that's the problem.
No, of course it's not. And it's not like we're saying that's the problem.
It was
funny.
You know, it's that hideous, it's like an iPod that you're not allowed to program or touch or alter in any way. It's that station. That's the problem. The kissing guys got shafted just as badly as we did.
No, but
almost.
It's not even. Yeah, they did actually.
Well, almost, except they're all now working. They're all working here now.
Yeah.
So.
Well, no, one's working at a station nobody listens to.
And bye.
Oh, yes. Right. Let's not talk about it.
I think it's good because it's like the payback. Like, you know what? You got rid of us and you didn't want us anymore, but, you know, kiss my ass, we're back.
Maybe. Part of me almost feels like it'd be a little unfair piling on. I'm not sure. I don't know.
Should we call the employees at Kissin' and see if they mind?
There's nobody to answer the phone there.
Yes. Why don't you call the audio vault system over there? All right. We have to break here, don't we? Because we got Baumgarten.
Yeah.
All right. All right. If you're on hold, please hang on. Don't go anywhere. We'll get back. Get back at you, as they say. We got Gary Baumgarten coming up. We can all agree Emerson Strikes Back is good too. The logo is going to be great. Hey, give me that wishy washy. All right. Well, we'll see. It's 503-733-2970. It's the Rick Emerson Show. Don't go anywhere. Back after this on the Johnson 970. You stay right there. Thank you. This is a fantastic song. All right, so Rick Emerson Show, thank you for coming by. Whitney Houston has no teeth. We'll get to that later. That should just be the name of the listener party.
You've been teasing this Whitney Houston story for me for like 2 weeks
now. Well, see, that's your fault for leaving last week because we read the whole thing except for the diaper and the sex craze and the no teeth part.
Circumstances beyond my
control. Wait for it. I hit that post-it. Rick, the listener party you and everybody else keeps missing was it was the best of times, it was the worst of times. When the hell was that? Where we sweated our asses off and drank all the beer in the place. Yeah, that one. I remember that party where we sweated and drank all the beer.
At Billy Reed's.
Billy Reed's.
Was it? All right.
Yeah,
it was
like
five. Oh, yeah.
Is that what it is?
We had another one there.
I can barely remember.
We had the Dry County Crooks and the 1080 Girls. What was that one?
I don't know. 503-733-2970. It's all really just a wash of like bosoms and sweat and the, you know, guys eating and puking. It's 503-733-2970. I don't even know which one that would be. I don't even know which party that was. Thank you for coming by. Coming up here just a moment, we got CNN radio correspondent Gary Baumgarten. We're going to be talking about Katie Couric. Later on, wait, hold on. Where is my matrix for today? I got to quit using the word matrix because nobody knows what I'm talking about. We got to do the Three Little Pigs thing. News pile. Roop coming up later on. And we're talking about Listener Party 9, which is now just 16 short days away. Thursday, April 20th, Sabalas Mount Tabor, 49th and Hawthorne, 7 p.m., featuring the artist formerly known as the Bigger Than Jesus House Band. Later on the week, Thursday, y'all are going to create the set list for that. You guys are going to help weigh in and create the set list for the band for Listener Party 9, which we are in the process of naming right now. We're going to get to these phone calls in just a moment. First, ladies and gentlemen, let's welcome now to the Rick Emerson Show.
I love
Yeah. I'm waiting for the hook. I'm fine. Gary Baumgarten, CNN Radio.
Hi.
See how I'm overpowered by that now. I got to make that shorter. I got to just do one cycle through the hook there. How are you, Gary?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm rolling along, brother. Let me ask you this. Is anybody, you travel in serious journalistic circles. Right?
Okay. Yes.
Well, I mean, kind of. Relatively speaking. I mean, they're not having you cover stories about, like, you know, about, like, parrots who can whistle the national anthem or anything. So, does anybody you know, are they capable of talking about Katie Couric becoming an anchor with a straight face?
I think so, because everybody recognizes that it's all about ratings, and people truly believe that the anchor pulls in people rather than the news being the product. Not everybody, but most everybody. And so it's inevitable that somebody like Katie Couric would be tapped to perhaps host the evening news at CBS, given the fact that she is so popular on the Today Show.
Yeah, I suppose. Look, I don't mean to sound like one of those curmudgeonly, you know, whatever happened to the Edward R. Murrows of... I don't mean to be one of those guys. But, I mean, all the complaints that people make about the so-called mainstream media and nightly newscasts and the loss of credibility and integrity, they didn't really going to do much to allay those fears, would you think?
No, but the bottom line is the bottom line. And if this brings in ratings, I don't think the shareholders over at CBS really care much about people who are critical of the decision. If, of course, it turns out that she's unable to boost the ratings at the number three show, then this will, you know, some of the same issues that you raised probably will be raised by some of the overseers of those who made the decision.
I guess. You know what they ought to do? They ought to do what they're doing over in Russia, where the chick just, like, slowly disrobes as she reads the news.
Clothes off, yeah.
I mean,
what's real interesting, though, you know, Bob Schieffer, who's what, 60? I think he's in his 60s.
Please don't talk about Bob Schieffer disrobing, please.
Oh, no.
Okay.
But Bob Schieffer, for the past year, has been filling in for Dan Rather on a temporary basis until they find an anchor. And he's certainly not young and perky. Yet the ratings at CBS have actually increased in the past year, while declining at NBC and ABC, and I find that quite interesting.
Well, it just seems, I mean, we've talked about this for a lot, and Letterman, of all people, has talked about this forever, that CBS just... recent reversals notwithstanding, CBS, they just seem so incapable of getting anything approaching a young audience sometimes.
And I think that's why they're bringing Couric in. And also, you may have noticed, if you watch the evening news there, Rick, they are using a lot of younger correspondents than ever before to go out in the field and present the stories. And so, I mean, they feel that they have to attract a younger demographic because their viewership is dying off, basically. So... I can understand why they would pick her. Now, what's real interesting is she's making $15 million at NBC. So how
Jesus.
Deep they had to reach into their pockets to bring her on to CBS. And, you know, I wish it were me.
God, you and me both, brother. I mean, you start hacking zeros off that, I'd still do it. The thing about it is, and again, I don't mean to be overly dramatic about these things or alarmist, but it does seem like the network evening news is a bit like, you know, the traditional sort of newspaper journalism where, you know what it is? The network news and them hiring Katie Couric to save their butts, it is sort of like, and we were just talking about this a while ago here, and this is, I know, happened in New York, where they get these radio stations like the Jack format or the Young Country format or the whatever format, and they all think that, like, they've got the one format that's going to save radio and everything's going to be solved and all their problems are going to go away. And they do this in the print media, too, where they think that, like, the newspapers think that, well, I don't know, we'll add some sort of an internet column, and that'll stop everybody reading these blogs out there. And it's just times have changed, and network news, they just can't accept that it's not like it once was.
No, it is not. And, in fact, over at CNN, now you can subscribe to a thing called Pipeline, I think it's called, where you can create your own newscast, basically. You choose, pick and choose what it is that you want to see, and others are doing the same thing. I think that's just a recognition of the realities of what's going on. You know, whether people will brand, you know, recognize the brands of the CNNs and the Foxes and the ABCs and CBSs and NBCs in the long term as the leaders in news, well, that still remains to be seen. I think one of the things that CNN has going for it, frankly, is CNN.com, which is just so widely read. Not just domestically, but internationally as well.
Are you walking somewhere? You sounded like you're winded.
I am walking as I'm talking.
All right. See, you got to start hitting the treadmill, my friend. I can tell when you're walking. You were starting to get like a little going on between
you. A little winded,
huh? Yes, a little bit. All right. Gary Baumgartner, senior radio correspondent in New York. Thank you, my friend.
Thanks, buddy.
Talk to you soon. There you go. It's 503-733-2297. I'm not saying he's out of shape. Well, I am a little bit. I could just tell that he was walking.
Should have ended on that note.
You gotta really push your way through the crowd if you want to walk down those streets.
It's not like I'm any Charles Atlas or something. I'm making friends all over the place. I'm just making the observation.
I'm gonna check a picture of him, see if he's obese.
I'm trying to see what is that. Now see.
No, because I'm gonna see, because if he is and you're making fun of him, you should feel bad.
I see. If he's a large man, all right. You look.
It could be a medical thing.
You look. He's big boned. He's got bad glands. Hi, Rick Emerson Show. Who's this?
Me?
Yes, you, sir.
I'm sorry, this is Kenneth.
Hi, Kenneth. How are you today?
Oh, not too bad.
Are you employed?
Oh, yeah. What? I get Mondays and Tuesdays off.
Excellent. What kind of work do you do?
I manage a deli.
Excellent. All right, what do you got today, sir?
Well, I was kind of thinking you might do a Hawaiian theme for it and call it the Kamana Wanalea Tour.
Let's. How about instead of that idea, how about we have a party and we never call it that? That's my idea.
Well, you're the master. You're always the master. You know that.
Well, that's at least half right. All right. Thank you, Kenneth.
Hey, no problem.
All right. There
Gary
you go.
Baumgartner looks like somebody out of Ron Burgundy's time.
Wait, let me see.
With a walrus mustache.
Hold on. No.
Yeah.
Wait, did you go to Google Image? Is that where you found it?
Yes.
All right. Hold on. Did you just put in Gary?
It's on the CNN page.
Did you just put in Gary Baumgartner?
Yeah.
Okay. Hold on. Gary.
Oh, Gary.
You notice the picture is cut off at his shoulders.
So you can't tell if he's a person of size. No, here's a bigger one. Look at that mustache. Look at that mustache. He really does look like he ought to be, you know, him and Chess Rockwell ought to be in a movie somewhere. Jesus. Yeah, that's heavens. He's like a
Ned. Yeah, he is bigger.
He's
look
like
at this,
a
that one.
He's like a Ned Flanders one. Come to life.
Well, yeah. All those delicatessens.
It's
on his
true.
Way to wherever he's going.
Dude, if I lived in New York, I would be I'd be 300 pounds. Oh, wait, hold on. Let me look. Okay, this is him. Is this him talking to Sean Hannity?
Yeah.
Hold on. Wait, which one is he in this picture?
I think he's in the maroon sweater.
Well, at least he's better there. He doesn't have a mustache. He's got to get rid of that.
I'll tell him next time to talk to him.
Yeah, I'll let Sarah do that. I'm not going to be the one who does
Maybe
that.
Maybe he's having a hard time speaking.
Oh, wait,
to
here
it.
We go. Now, here we go. Here's another picture of him. I'm wondering if this picture on the CNN site is outdated. By the way, you can see the photos we're talking about. You go to Google and just click images, search for Gary Baumgartner. Okay, see, here he is right here. The one, him and the woman in the middle, and the guy who looks like Tony Bumpensero on the right. Okay, without the mustache, he looks much more normal. But he,
so he's big enough that there are several pictures.
He doesn't seem like a big guy. Look at this photo. He doesn't seem like a large man. He looks very slim.
It's hard, he's standing, though,
so who can say? Let's never tell him we had this conversation. Hi, okay. Rick Emerson Show. Who's this?
Yeah, it's John.
Hi, John. How are you? What have you got?
Hey, got a couple of names possibly for the show, or actually the party.
All right.
The Easter tie-in. How about listener party Resurrection?
Resurrection. Now, when is Easter?
It's the 16th. It's the Sunday before.
So we over and done with.
Somebody suggested Resurrection. Somebody else suggested Listener 49. He is risen. I don't... Yeah, that's going to put me on a hot rails to hell right there.
How about The Passion of the Fans?
The Passion of the Fans.
Oh.
Hey, now see, there you go. See, you start weak, but then you finish strong.
And you could have that, you could take like that picture that from the poster of like Jim Caviezel, and instead of you could be your profile instead of a crown of thorns, it'd be a crown of mics.
Okay, that's one step too far, I think.
Okay, sorry. What
was your name? Joe?
John.
John. John. Passion of the Rick Emerson Listener Party 9, The Passion of the Fans. That's not so bad. That's not bad at all. All right, I put that easily in the top three, John.
All right,
thank you, sir. All right, let's do one more here, and then we'll go to the city desk. Hi.
Hey, how's it going?
Hi, Rick Emerson Show. Who's this?
My name is John, too.
Hi, John. How are you today?
Not too bad. I got an idea for your show, but yes. I don't know if you're going to want to make the T-shirts for it.
This sounds fun. Sarah, where's your finger on the button?
Oh, it's called Drunk, Naked, and Happy.
I'm sorry? Drunk and what?
Drunk, Naked, and Happy.
And you know those little, sounds like reaching for the dump
button. Hang your head over the top of it.
Uh-huh.
Have one of those with,
naked.
Naked people, and you need to do it. They take a picture, and that's on the front. And on the back, you've got the picture from the back of it where you see the scaffolding that's holding it all up.
I
the
see.
Three of you are back there naked.
I see. So it works on several levels.
Exactly.
All right, John. Thank you.
You bet.
All right, there you go.
Well, all right.
Sarah was like immediately. She's like reaching for the kill switch.
No, I thought that he said something else.
I know.
Because he's like, I don't know if I can say this. I'm like, oh God, no.
And then Sarah's diving for the no. She's totally diving for the button. All right, ladies and gentlemen, let's go to the city desk with your personal savior, Tim Riley.
Sorry.
That's all right.
No!
Hold me.
From high atop the bottom of the coin tower in downtown Portland, Oregon, CBS presents the City Desk Newsbeat, Tim Riley reporting. A husband and wife driving in separate cars have both been busted for DUI near Klamath Falls.
Da, 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 da.
The OSP pulled over a Chevrolet pickup and a Ford Contour about 9:20 p.m. on Highway 66. Wow, that is early. 9:20. The truck was allegedly clocked at 82 miles an hour and the sedan at 80 miles an hour. They're trying to keep up with each other. Trooper Chambers arrested the driver of each car. One was 44-year-old Jack Grimes. The driver of the other car, his wife, 31-year-old Celeste Grimes, both of Klamath Falls. The couple was going home from a bar. They will appear in Klamath County Circuit Court.
Well, it's good that they have something in common. Some people collect matchbooks.
Okay, speaking of collections...
Listen, I've got all these people sitting in this photo of Gary Baumgarten. They're all... I hope this is an old photo. I hope that this... I mean, because let's... look at this. I mean, he sounds like a together kind of guy. But I mean...
I imagine so, yes.
Does he look like a New Yorker to you?
What does a New Yorker look like?
I don't know.
New York is a melting pot.
That is true. I don't know. I look at this and I picture a guy that's doing like Good Morning South Carolina or something. You know what I mean?
Oh, maybe he came from there. Maybe he did
or
some
just,
time there.
You know, it's some, Nebraska Sunrise or just one of those shows.
Yeah, nobody starts in New York. That's where you end up.
All right. That's
quite possible.
Here's Tim Riley.
Well, we've been saving all these geeky stories for a long, long time, so now it's time for a geek watch.
Here's your, it's like a triple, quadruple something,
it
quintuple
is.
Geek watch.
This high-speed modem is intolerably slow.
In the Quasar Dilemma, remember you used to...
Just a television show, that's all, okay?
Right, but, because we were wondering if the quantum flux...
There is no
quantum flux. There's no auxiliary, there's no goddamn ship. You got it?
Energize.
The dysfunctional yellow family of the hit animated television series The Simpsons will explode onto the big screen July 2007. The long-awaited film feature stars Homer, Bart, and the rest of the zany gang. It'll hit U.S. screens July 27, 2007.
Now, the trailer for this, which I think they're just calling The Simpsons Movie, the trailer is attached to... God, what is it? The trailer's attached to something out there. What opened this weekend that Simpsons trailer was attached to? It was some movie. Something terrible, I think.
Something terrible.
Some animated movie opened this weekend.
Oh, The Ice Age?
Yeah. Ice Age 2. I guess it's not terrible. I guess
it was number one, made $70 million.
Well, I am morally obligated to support anything that's got John Leguizamo in it. It's just kind of a thing. But the problem with this Simpsons movie is that maybe it'll be good, but it's just like coming like 10 years too late. I mean, they should have done this in like 95, 96. It's just, the show peaked. I mean, not that I'm in any position to criticize The Simpsons, but the show just peaked so long ago, and that's not nostalgia talking. That's just a simple, I think that's like an empirical
fact.
Well,
it's the ER of the Fox Network.
It really is, and it's still great and, you know, whatever, but I mean, it's just so long ago that The Simpsons movie should have come out, and I'm hoping it's good, but I wish that they'd done it a long time ago.
Well, producer Al Jean says, I can absolutely guarantee that this film will far exceed the wildest expectations of any Simpsons.
Well, that won't be hard to do. So, you know, what are you going to do?
Superman is returning, and he's going to bust right through the screen. Warner Brothers announcing that The Man of Steel will be coming to you this summer when Superman Return opens June 30th in wide release. The film is also going to be shown on IMAX screens, with 20 minutes of the action converted into 3D.
Oh, it's never a good idea. Let me take it back. It's always a good idea. It's never executed well. And we've had, I'm not going to beat the 3D thing to death again because we've talked about this before. There's never, not once, never, ever, 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 well, ever.
The test scenes that have been converted into IMAX 3D look, sound, and feel absolutely amazing.
They
Superman
don't.
Superman Return director Brian Singer says
they
in the statement.
They don't.
It's
why?
The magic of IMAX 3D.
There's nothing magical about it. Listen to me now. As Ricky Roma would
you'll
say.
You'll feel the emotion,
no!
drama, and suspense in a completely new and unique way.
These are all lies, Tim Riley. You will feel nothing of it. You will feel.
But I feel so good spreading them.
You will feel Brian Singer reaching into your pocket and taking $8.50 out of your wallet and snickering at you as he slinks away back to the Hollywood Hills. Here's the thing. A, that IMAX thing is good in theory, but it screws with you in some way, depending on the film you're watching, because things are all bendy. Like, I went to watch, I watched Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. The Johnny, it was a fine film, Johnny Depp one. Aaron Geek in the City.
Hold me. Like you did by the lake on Naboo.
And along with Mrs. Geek. And Lorna, we all went to see it. And the IMAX thing, the problem is the screen bends a whole butt, like everything in the corners is bent at a weird angle, which works in a Tim Burton film, though, because half the stuff in the screen is bent and swirly anyway, right? Everything in a Tim Burton film is either crooked or like a swirly black and white design. So it worked. But it's not going to work with this, and there's just going to be skyscrapers at weird angles. Secondly, the 3D thing never works. What's the last 3D movie anybody here saw? Sarah, go.
Hi.
Too late. Tim, go. Okay.
I don't think I've ever seen one. Oh, no, one.
I've seen films of people watching
like
movies
Disneyland.
In 3D.
Yeah.
That one shot from Life magazine.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen a movie
I saw Honey, I Blew. No, when I went to, like, Universal Studios, saw, like, Honey,
I Shrunk the Audience.
Or Shrunk the Audience.
I
there
saw
you go.
That. It was badass.
Yeah, and there were rats running around, like, little things underneath
I was
chair.
A huge fan of that. But the last 3D movie I saw was that Ghost of the Abyss thing, the Cameron Titanic documentary. Pretty great idea. It's a documentary. It's not the fiction. It's a documentary. It's all that Titanic footage we've
that
seen.
That sounds cool.
It was cool in theory, you know, and it's like when he's, you know, the submersible is going down and the bow of the ship comes up in 3D. But the problem is the 3D technology has never gotten any better. And so the images are fuzzy and there's ghosting, meaning you see kind of double images and they give you a headache. And you've got to put them on, like, over your regular glasses if you're me or, like, half of the crowd that wears glasses. The technology has never gotten better. Thirdly, when it comes to 3D, I know it seems like I have a disproportionate amount of anger for 3D films. But here's the thing. How many minutes of the film is going to be 3D? 20?
20.
Okay, it's like a two-hour film. How are they going to... You can't wear the glasses the entire time. Because they give you a migraine and they always fall off. And you know, you have to tape them to your head. How are they going to let you know when to put on the... Are they going to do that stupid thing where it's like they do on those late-night horror movies that are in 3D in L.A. where they go, when you see the spooky vision signal, put on your 3D glasses. And it's like a little skull that appears in the corner of the screen.
That sounds good.
It makes sense.
It's freaking stupid. It's retarded. It's so...
Rick Emerson, you need a hug.
The worst part is that I'll pay to see it. That's the worst part. Is that the Aaron and I will be right there again because we're idiots. Thus ends the rant. Here's Tim.
Well, let's change the subject, shall we? The next Halo is coming in March 2007. Everything's coming in 2007 for some reason. Nothing this year. This, according to a Microsoft source who asked to remain anonymous, for a second source close to the company, IGN today learned that Microsoft will publish the next Halo game as predicted in March 2007.
It's fantastic. I'm all over it. Now, somebody noted, I got a MySpace message the other day. Somebody was calling me out for not having Xboxed or Halo'd in a while. On the stream, he's like, you call yourself a gamer, you haven't Halo'd, and it's been a couple months. And it basically is, it is from when this program, because we were originally supposed to go on the air with the show a few months before we did. And it was basically from then until now, I just was, we've been getting everything ready. And I was alternately either just like weeping into depression or like getting stuff ready. And so it's been so long since I've had time to sit down on Xbox Live. I feel all ashamed. But it's going to be, they're going to screw me into buying that Xbox 360 to get Halo 3.
Well, Nintendo has announced a partnership with former rivals as intended to boost the library of downloadable classic video games for the company's upcoming Revolution console.
Which no one will buy anywhere.
The agreement covers more than 1,000 games made by Sega and Hudson Soft with the now-defunct Sega Genesis console.
Sega Genesis.
And the TurboGrafx 16 system.
The TurboGrafx. Man, you should get a rollout of things for the Jaguar, too. The TurboGrafx system? Mm-hmm. Seriously?
Yeah. Long before Microsoft and Sony entered the console business, the Genesis and TurboGrafx-16 systems competed with Nintendo's Super NES.
Sure it did.
For game dominance in the late 1980s and early 90s.
Maybe they can roll up. Maybe they can get some of those Atari 7800 games out there, too. Best Nintendo game ever? Anyone? Anyone?
No.
You had a Nintendo. You had to have had a Nintendo. Zelda. You're all about Zelda. You're a girl.
Yes.
Zelda or Tetris?
And I liked Wizards and Warriors, too.
Wizards and Warriors. All right, it's 503-733-2970. Do we have to break? Do we have to break like an hour ago?
Sure. Yeah. Well, I already merged the breaks. I just have started doing that out of habit.
Oh. Eat. All right, I'll tell you what.
Now back to the program.
And now, well, then we have time. I got like 2 minutes then.
Well, yeah, you have like 2 minutes.
Yeah.
Go.
All right. Rick, CBS is pathetic, but... sorry. Should have pre-read that. Oh, CBS TV. CBS, this is CBS News.
Right.
Oh.
CBS TV.
It's a separate division than what we are.
Yeah.
So it's nothing we haven't been saying for the last 2 hours. But have you seen that young woman who always seems to report from Iraq for 60 Minutes? She speaks with an English accent, and I think her name is Laura. She is hot, hot, hot.
She is. She's really pretty, the blonde woman.
I'm looking at her right now. She's hello. Yeah, she's beautiful. She's really beautiful.
Laura Logan.
But they've got her sexual orientation on here.
What?
What is it?
Laura Logan, born 29 March 1971, birthplace, Durban, South Africa. Female, white, straight. This has got to be, well, this can't be her personal site. This has got to be some journalist stalking site. That's got to be, I'm like, why would you put that? I mean, I'm glad that we're a forward-thinking company, you know. Mm-hmm. Listener Party 9, he's back. The less said about that, the better. Let's get these calls. Hi, Rick Emerson Show. Who's this?
Hi, first of all, Laura Logan is white hot.
Yes, she really is.
She's wonderful. Okay, my idea is Party of Nine by the Lake at Naboo.
Huh?
Hello?
Hi, what?
I said my idea for the party is Party of Nine by the Lake at Naboo. Please don't say no.
Hold me like you did by the lake on Naboo.
All right, thank you. All right, that's the end of that call. I thought he was done. I'm sorry.
After he's begging, he's like, please don't say no, and then you hang up on him.
I thought he was done.
God, you're heartless.
I didn't mean to hang up. Look,
what's
sir,
wrong with you today?
I didn't mean to hang up. I thought he was done
that
speaking.
That was George. George is a person.
I'm sorry. Sorry, George. You come on up and we'll hug. I thought he was finished. Oh, come on. He was begging for it. Something with Naboo in the name.
You should have heard the one that I couldn't let him say on the air.
Rick Emerson Show. Hi, who's this?
This is Lauren.
Why, Lauren? What do you got, brother?
Well, I have a few of them. One is The Unpleasantness Undone.
Unpleasantness Undone. That's good. Okay.
Listeners Out of Limbo.
Listeners Out of Limbo.
And then there's one for Sarah, which is coming back to you since it's right around the firing time. The Coin Toss.
Coin Toss. Hey, good times. Hold on, I'm writing that one down. Coin toss. Lauren. Excellent. Coin toss. Coin toss isn't bad. And there's still time for her to get fired from there before the party and make it true.
I'm going
to
do everything I can.
Excellent. Thank you. Thanks, Lauren.
Have a good look.
All right, yeah, thank you. I am. That's a little creepy. We should break now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hi, how are you? It's the Rick Emerson Show. It's 503-733-2970. 503-733-2970. Coming up later on, CNN radio correspondent Jim Roop will be here. I'll talk about the hazing at colleges. We'll talk more about Listener Party 9 to be determined. It's coming up 16 days from now. 16 days away, featuring the artist formerly known as the Bigger Than Jesus House Band. Don't forget Thursday, this Thursday, this Thursday, this Thursday. We are going to be creating the set list for that band. You out there will be able to help create the set list. The band's going to be playing Listener Party 9 to be announced April 20th. Not to be announced, but name to be announced. But you know what I mean. Thursday, April 20th, 7 p.m. Sabalas, Mount Tabor. Stay there. Back over to this. The Rick Emerson Show.